The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
All right, here's a question. So how long for both of you would it take to say something? Like, at the open, we always explain, we do, like, the little hand thing, right? So when the beat drops, do the hand thing. Like, well, if I did this, right, and I'm, like, looking at the computer screen, but then, like, I just froze. Like, what, 30 seconds? 60? To where you're, like, and then what do? Do you just start talking? Or
what,
do you,
until I, like, did something?
Yeah, until you're, like, something, is there something, like, first you're, like, are you doing a bit? Or, oh, my God, are you, like, is there something wrong? I want
30 seconds is a long time.
It is a long time.
I was thinking, like, Friday.
But it's like 8:15 and I still haven't said it. I don't think it'd be physically possible to hold this.
Your arms would hurt.
Your arms would eventually hurt from the weight of the biceps pulling down on your shoulders.
Right.
I am in such a great mood this morning. Good morning, guys. How are
you? I know I'm shamelessly pumping the poll here.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. Why is that? I mean, I like it, but why is that?
Well, you'll know in a second because a little disappointed to both of you, to be honest with you. Gotta be honest. Sent you a message last night. Didn't get a thing back. Didn't get it on the I was really surprised I didn't hear anything from you guys.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Because I saw it, and that was my reaction. Like, ah.
I literally did not see it.
I can't believe I didn't get a response.
Yeah, I just wanted it away from my phone as fast as possible.
So... I've had this ear situation now for a couple of weeks, including a plane flight. So I got these like antibiotic ear drops yesterday because it got to the point where I only had like, as of yesterday, I had like maybe 20% hearing. Are you frozen? Jason's frozen. The picture completely broke him. And I waited. I actually, just so you know, I was being polite. I waited because I wanted to wait until I knew you both had almost certainly eaten dinner, right? I wanted to wait till after. So yesterday, I finally gave up, and I went back to the old tried and true thing I've done, which I was afraid to do because I thought maybe there was something really wrong with my ear, like a perforated eardrum or something. I went and picked my daughter up from the library. Why did I pick her up from the library? Because, Daddy, I have a lot of homework to do, and I can't concentrate at home. Yeah, exactly. And I went, hold on a second. We spent all this money and time to make your room, like, she has her fan. She has her little white noise thing, like, birthdays and Christmases over the years. She's collected what we call her sleep palace, where, you know, oh, white noise here and the special light that reduces glare and a desk for her. We really made, like, a study area in her room. She's like, yeah, that's just, I don't know, sometimes I just need a new spot to study. I'm like, okay, well, I need, and now that means I have to pick you up.
Daddy.
So, take my daughter, we go to the CVS or whatever, and I get an ear irrigation kit. It consists of peroxide drops that you put in your ear and let just chill there for about 5 minutes. Supposed to loosen everything up. And then you fill a bowl of water, warm, as hot as you, by the way, oh, I should really say this, speaking of lawyers. I'm not a doctor. This is what worked for me. I do not recommend this for anyone. Consult your doctor first. Is that, you think I covered it?
Sure.
I'm not going to have any part of this.
Chris, I want you to say you have covered it, and I can guarantee you.
I am not saying any of that.
Such a wuss. All right.
You'll be fine.
Anyway, this is
what, okay.
This is what works for me. I'm not recommending it for you. So... you get this bulb syringe. If you don't know what those are, or what they're colloquially called, snot suckers for little babies. Yeah. It's got the bulb at the bottom, the kind of needly looking rubber tip.
Scientific name.
Yeah, snot suckers. And you, well, no sneeze, not yet. It's coming. So Sam coming. Said, you fill the bulb syringe with the warm to hot, you know, as warm as you can get it. And you squeeze it into your ear, and the idea is it slowly but surely loosens up the stuff in your ear, and
You're supposed to use distilled water.
Comes out. I don't know. I just had it out of the tap. I don't know. What else going on. I don't know, man. There's chlorine in my ear. What do you want from me? So, anyways, the problem.
Local DJ dies from a brain amoeba.
A what?
A brain amoeba.
Oh, did I hear brain and amoeba?
Yeah.
Okay.
DJ.
Local DJ.
That's what it'd be.
That's exactly what it would be. Local DJ.
Disc jockey.
Just flipping records.
Speaking of wax, which would be a DJ.
Yeah, stacks of wax.
So some people have waxy buildups in their ear. By the way, if you haven't eaten yet, you may want to go pee and come back for a leading off. I'm just saying, like, take a second. Oh, by the way, Alexa, turn on Sacktown Sports. I always wonder if it works. So sometimes it takes 5 minutes. In last night's case, I actually decided to time it because I knew I'd talk about it today. 34 minutes of me with my head over the sink and tilted, a bowl of hot water in front of me, a snot sucker, what I call it, a bulb syringe, and you squeeze it and the water goes down your cheek and off your chin and into the sink. And then you look in the white sink to see, hey, is anything going on there? And at first there were a couple of flakes, this, that, whatever. And then there's a good 20 minutes of nothing. You can feel something's going on, but there's nothing. Now, have you both seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I have.
This is a weird, I'm just trying to describe it. When Neo is released from the pod and taken into the real world and all the little hoses come out of his body, you see him kind of convulsing back and forth. Also, who else is doing that? Oh, well, also, if you're a Star Trek nerd, it's when Jean-Luc Picard was separated from the Borg. Anyways.
Dork.
When it finally dislodged, the popping in my ear of it dislodging literally made me convulse. It went, and I got, and that's why you have to sit or be on a knee because you get major vertigo, right? And then, boom, this thing pops out of my ear. God knows how long it's been there, but this buildup that was in my ear canal. That, by the way, I'll tell you, I did think about bringing it in today for show and tell, but I knew you guys would be like, ew, gross. I don't want to see that, which, let's be honest, can't blame you. I won't say it was hard as a rock because it wasn't, but it was like very dried clay. That's what's been in my ear. Now, when that happens and you recover, which means you go in the shower to wash all the wax off your face, I know this is all disgusting, but I'm telling you all, if you have any sort of, if any of this sounds familiar to you, go to your doctor, get the advice, because I have superhuman hearing right now.
You heard me whispering in my house.
I didn't appreciate what you said
either.
Sorry,
I didn't think.
And thank your wife, please, for defending me.
You're welcome.
Like, for the last 2 weeks, I've had my hearing has been deteriorating in my right ear to the point where, like I said, it was about 20% yesterday. Now it feels like my other ear is clogged, not because it is.
You didn't do that ear?
No, and I probably will just to do it, but I think it's pretty much fine. But this one, the good ear now, I hear slightly worse out of, because this ear, like, seriously, I'm like Superman, dude. Like, Pat Tom just had a great break right now. Like, I hear everything. So if you're somebody out there, I know these are things we don't talk about on the radio. If you're somebody out there that tends to have waxy buildup or hear whatever, go to your doctor, get the doctor's advice. But I would just recommend to both of you. In fact, I'd be willing to share mine with you, but you might want to get your own. I know. Give it a shot, man.
Well, you shared it with us.
I did. So anyways, I took a picture of what came out of my ear, and it was
small person
on the sink. It really kind of is. And I actually, if you notice, I put my fingertip to give you kind of a whatever that's called.
Perspective.
Thank you. So you could see that. And I didn't warn you guys about it either, which is what I didn't do is I didn't send you the zoomed in version where you really see what's going on in there, which, by the way, I have that. I can show you guys during the break. But I'm telling you, do it. I couldn't recommend it more, man. Like, I can hear clearly now. The wax is gone. Like, it's fantastic. So 1-800-912-1140. Good morning, Jason.
Good to be with you.
By the way.
Gross.
You guys should also both know. My wife never, like, I know she listens every day taking the kids to school. I've always thought the only reason she listens to the show is to see if I'm talking garbage about her. But my wife last night, I don't think she's ever done this before. My wife actually during dinner says, oh, by the way, I was listening to your show for a good hour today. She goes, I got home and you guys were in the middle of something. And
that sounds terrifying.
That's what I'm talking about, right? And I'm like, oh, God. And I'm instantly like replaying what we did. And my wife has a delivery that's always very, very dry. I can't tell where she's married 17 years.
Screen.
I have no idea.
He still doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
What? I said that.
Yeah, that's you imitating.
It's a
reference to her. Oh, at a point. Okay.
From her coaching.
That's right. Yeah. Except it's, you know.
Because you were like, set the screen.
Right. That's right. The reason it throws me off is because she set the screen. She goes, I couldn't get out of the car. It's always what, it's like what every radio person wants to hear. I couldn't get out of the car. You went from Sam and his whole, I showed up here to pump the pole, Sam, to the part she loved the most. This is no joke. She goes, I was crying in the car when you said turkey baster, and then that guy Steven called, and he couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. She goes, his laugh is contagious. Uh-huh. And she's like, I couldn't stop laughing. And then you went into the upsize clinic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you guys, I wanted to share the praise with you from one of our P1s. The wife who doesn't like anything. Yeah, it's too early for her. My wife who doesn't like anything, including me, absolutely loved that stretch. And I said, okay, well, I don't, none of it was planned and will probably never happen again. So, but good job, guys.
Yeah, good job.
I know
effort.
I'm shamelessly pumping the pole here.
Sam actually texted me after the show, and he's like, you guys are going to hold on to that clip forever.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's we might throw it in the open. I don't even know. Like, give me a break here.
His best chance was if Chris was in Boise.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. If Chris is here, Chris is like an out-of-concept vacuum.
Yeah, but Chris could have heard about it, would have found it, and then, yeah, Sam was cooked.
Because Chris has an entire library of things from other shows.
Well, our final show, that will air. Because that is
one of these days.
Probably be the station's final show.
It might be. Just so you all know.
It's better than you think it is.
That is, you could not be more accurate.
Yeah.
Chris has through the years, and what's really sad is there was a computer dump here years ago, so he lost a whole.
Yeah, it was even better before.
Chris basically has every innuendish pun.
From anybody that's been on the air at this station.
Hosts, guests, radio, play-by-play announcers. Yeah. Chris.
The Robert Wool one is my. Might be my best.
Chris has, and I know we got to go to break here. Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you get into your archive and just give us a light example of some? I'm sure you have one where you're like, oh, I could probably play this. Chris has an archive. Like, we probably do an hour of nothing but introing out of context clips. Henry Turner.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All of us. No one's safe.
No one is safe.
Guys. Except for Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Shockingly.
Oh, there is one of me.
Oh, okay, go for it. Oh, no, you're still looking. Sorry. So, but the problem is...
That's in the secret files.
We've always wanted, deep down, to be able to do a show, especially in the summer, where we just went for it.
Yeah, you know, when I was 7, I French kissed my father.
I don't,
not out of context.
The problem is I don't even remember, like, why? Why? In what context would I possibly... I can tell you this. I have never French kissed my father, whether at 7.
You were 7.
That had to be one... that. My guess is this.
You're reading the text line?
I'm reading a text.
Telling a story?
Or, yeah, I'm doing one of my weird... I'm saying, like, that's like somebody coming up to me and saying, and then... Because that's usually what gets me in trouble are these analogies. We'd love to do it. The problem is we know we'd all get fired.
I think that one needs to stay in the repertoire.
I do not. Because you know what I don't want?
Was Draymond's thing anything serious or just kind of just sat the rest of the game?
What I don't want is for my 81-year-old father to text or call me at some point and be like, hey, that never happened. And I'm like, no, Dad,
It didn't mean anything to you?
Yeah. It was an analogy, Dad. Yeah. It had nothing to do with you.
Well, I mean, why would you? That's a weird. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Jesus, dude. Go on. Well, I raised you better.
All right. Well, so you good?
Maybe.
We will. No, guys, I didn't put the bulb up the nose. It's in your, it goes in your ear anyways.
But couldn't you in theory?
I guess, but I don't know. That would feel weird. You get that. Like, you know what?
That would feel weird.
Well, okay, but I'm saying, like, you ever, like, accidentally breathe in, like, pool water and it, like, hurts?
Yeah,
make sure. Yeah, I this is just, this doesn't, it didn't really hurt at all.
And then it felt great.
Oh,
after, right?
God. It just, the, think about, like, if you.
How did that come out? Like, did you, like, just.
No, it just, you. Crawls you, out. When the, it's like anything, in, like, if you shoved, like, a silly putty in a cylinder and it creates, like, an airlock.
Uh-huh.
As soon as it is warm, there's been enough warm water and it releases, you hear the first one release and it's like pop, 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 pop as it releases. And then you can kind of feel it coming out. And I actually, it didn't drop. I should correct that. I felt it in my ear and I just grabbed it and went, oh my God. And then there's some leave-ins afterwards, but that was the one. And it's like, I can hear everything.
Maybe that's why your daughter went to the library.
Probably. She didn't want to, well, You think what I did with you guys is, oh, my God, I instantly go downstairs like Clark Griswold and the Sound of Christmas or whatever, and I'm showing them all. I got it on a piece of toy. I go right up to her and like, look at this. And the best part is she had no idea what it was at first, and then when she realized after staring, you ever do the thing? This is the – and we'll take a break. This was the visual equivalent of one of my favorite things to do to anyone in my family. This was the visual equivalent of when – again, we're just being gross here, but whatever – when you beef one, but it's silent and it's just, you know, it's about to hit. And yeah. You go, dude, guys, does anyone smell anything burning? And the whole fence, and you take like four breaths. And by the time you realize after the fourth sniff, you've just breathed in just the noxious fume. And then they all get really mad. That's how it was with this. She didn't understand it until she looked really closely. And then when she got it, she was not happy.
And that's why you're two-time Father of the Year.
That is why I'm two-time Father of the Year. Must have smelled great. It didn't. It just smelled like earwax. Wait, what? All right, we'll take it.
That was going to be my question off the air.
Of course. Of course. Of course I sniffed it. I mean, come on, man. When we come back, NBA playoffs.
Mm.
They're fantastic.
Yes.
And the Giants win, the A's lose, and, you know, whatever. We'll take a break. Everybody gather up. When we come back, we'll do that. We've also got Katie today. We'll update you on the Malik Monk collection. We've got Kevin Herter and Davion Mitchell exit interviews. So sit back, relax. It's the best morning show on sports radio in Sacramento.
At this time.
Sacktown Sports. Pop, 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 pop.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Here we go right here. Edwards against Durant. Edwards wants to take him, elevates, and buries it.
Playoffs.
Get your playoffs here.
Hey, props to me. I said that a road team was going to win. I mean, like, that's a huge prediction, but still. But, boy, did I get the wrong one.
I was going to say, I think you said a different one.
Well, you know.
And they were leading for a while.
It's kind of your fault because I said my random prediction is that tonight Roadie's going to win. And then you said, which one? Well, yeah. I wasn't going to offer that at first. So, yeah, could have just been a good prediction.
It was two of the three did. You just picked the wrong one.
I just picked literally.
The only one that didn't happen.
One group I could have picked.
So the playoffs have started for those other series?
Playoffs have officially started.
But not in the 2-0 series.
No,
okay,
no,
I get
no,
it.
No, that has not started. 55-42 in the second half, Timberwolves over the Suns. They win 105-93. And, you know, Anthony Edwards in the playoffs is fantastic and also makes me sad that De'Aaron Fox is not in the playoffs.
Mm.
I really hope that – I would love to see a series – where those two just go at it. You talk about two of the best young point. And look, I love De'Aaron and he's great and I love his personality and I think he's fine with it being this way. But, you know, Anthony Edwards, I won't say he has more charisma because Fox has a ton, but Anthony puts it out there more. He's
very boisterous.
Very, very boisterous. And I love it. And listen, man, he didn't have a great game yesterday. 3 of 12, 15 points. If he'd have told me that, I'd say, okay. But nobody really had a great game, really, other than Jaden McDaniels, who led the team with 25 and 8, Timberwolves beat the Suns. They go up 2-0, heading back to Phoenix. The Mavs end up coming back, and that was back and forth all game, but they get a roadie.
Yeah, against that was big for them.
Huge. 32 points for Luka Doncic. And James Harden last night, 6 of 14, 22 points, co-leading the team. Kawhi Leonard was back, played 35 minutes, a little rusty, you know.
Understandably. Missed a lot of games.
Now, this is one of those series, though, where I could see very easily each team getting at least one road win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the home court. Not that Dallas is going to be huge and boisterous, but
yeah.
I have no issue seeing the Clippers winning on the road.
No, I mean, obviously it's a 4-5. It's pretty even set up already. I think there's a lot of talent on each side. Yeah, it feels like that one's in for the long haul.
And then you have what we kind of thought very well could be the series of the first round, and it looks like it's getting there. The Pacers dominated the Bucks during the year. It doesn't help, obviously, that the Bucks don't have Giannis. And they, after getting spanked a little bit in game one, they come back and return the favor. They beat the Bucks in Milwaukee by 17, outscoring by 8, and as a matter of fact, 12 in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter. Weirdly enough, they outscored the Bucks. Every quarter was fairly close except the fourth. They outscored the Bucks in every single individual quarter. Tyrese Halliburton, 12 points, 12 boards, but it was Pascal Siakam with 37 points, 11 boards, 6 assists. And yes, Kings fans, I do find myself wondering if they had made the trade for Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, are you of the same mind I am? I feel like Pascal Siakam would be a Sacramento King, but for some reason didn't want to play in Sacramento. I think had that stuff not leaked out mm-hmm. that he wasn't going to re-sign, I think they would have made the trade. I don't know that. I think they would have.
We never knew officially what was being offered, did we?
No, we didn't. And I don't know if Keegan was part of that deal or not. But I also, and again, I don't want to put any thoughts out there, but had Pascal Siakam. Uh-oh, did you, what was that red thing? Is that Reggie Bush? Because I just saw red.
And I Heisman, saw that too.
I saw Heisman Trophy, sorry.
He's getting his Heisman Trophy.
Is he, that's what I, okay, because all I saw was Heisman Trophy reinstated, and I got to think, okay, well, good. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back. Okay, maybe my favorite college football player of all time. And I have no love for USC. I'm literally talking about, like, of all the college football players I've ever seen, Reggie Bush might be like the one that I think was the most insane. He was a freaking – Reggie Bush in college was like LaDainian Tomlinson in his prime in the NFL to me. Like he – for those 2 years he was dominant, he was ridiculous. I'm not even trying to do UCLA talking crap. Come on, you know he was good. Nope.
He was okay.
He was fine.
I mean, took him this long to get the trophy.
Right? Didn't he have a lawsuit going, too, that, like,
I think so.
Detroit ended his career when he slipped as a Niner? Didn't the Niners play
on, like, that right off the field?
Yeah.
And he slipped on, okay.
I feel like that he had a lawsuit about that, yeah. That when he slipped in Detroit at Ford Field, it, like, hurt him. And he...
You hurt me.
You hurt me. All right, so we'll get much more into the playoffs coming up a little bit later. Cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
Narvaez waits, and a cute shot off the end of the bat. Chapman, ball game.
And the Giants have taken the first two of this series. 4-2 now on the homestand with one more to go with the Mets tomorrow before the Pirates come in. The Giants beating the Mets 5-1.
The 1-2 from Holmes. Generous strike call, and the Yankees win it 4-3, the final in the Bronx.
I mean, they did.
Yeah.
The Yankees have 16 wins.
Yeah.
16-8. They beat the A's 4-3. Clay Holmes has 9 saves.
Nine. Get the guy, the ball more.
Dude, what?
I don't know.
Yeah. The other clip you heard, and it was really cool. Did you know Dwayne Kuiper could immediately switch his voice to John Miller when he
was really good at that.
I actually thought that was John Miller. It's funny. 5-1, your final. The Giants beat the Mets. The Giants just one game back of 500 at 12-13. The Athletics 9-15, but they're playing the Yankees. I mean, give them a break. We'll talk. We'll have some baseball and safer out. But this is kind of a broad safer out. There's one kind of specific, but then there's a broad safer out. We'll get into some highlights and recaps of the NBA playoffs next. And then at 7 a.m., top of the hour, we'll recap our Malik Monk collection. Some more things added last night.
I saw.
And also, later on in the program, we'll go back through the second half of things that Malik Monk can not live without. I know for a lot of people, one thing they can't live without is girth, Jason Ross. I mean, that's just a fact. But they have to, because Mother Nature is who they are. I'm going to step back now that we've done these spots for a couple of weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks. I'm going to step back and just go off script here and talk to everybody. Because, look, did you think that in the weeks leading up to doing these spots, we didn't know that a lot of people would laugh? Some people would be like, oh, KHK that hard up to take money? And yes, pun intended. Yeah, yes to all of that. Look. Here's the thing. First off, it's Dr. Jack Friedlander, and of course his partner, Dr. Pash, but we know Dr. Jack from back in the day. So there's an established relationship there. Secondly, look, I know it's uncomfortable for some, and I know that, you know, whatever, this doesn't matter to many of you. We joke around as guys because we're dumb. But look, there's some people that are affected by this. There's some people that are insecure, that weren't blessed with whatever, and there's stuff out there that helps. And if it helps people, that's what we do. That's always the rule I have with an endorsement. I need to know who you are. I need to know I can trust you, because if I'm going to put my name on something here after 20 odd years of doing this, I need to know you. I literally need to know you personally and understand that if somebody trusts me enough to go do something, especially like this, that's very, you know, it can be embarrassing. It's incredibly private. Just like when we talked to you about Dr. Jack and the NorCal laser lipo, except even more private. I get it, but this is a non-surgical procedure that's virtually pain-free that gives you immediate results. It's safe, it's effective, it's long-lasting, semi-permanent. Whether you're somebody in need or somebody that's cool with where they are, you just want to, you know, make the all-star team, as I say. Go see Dr. Jack. Go see Dr. Pash in San Francisco, Dr. Jack and Rose. Well, that's fine, we ran out. Again, I'm going long here, at upsizematters.com. All right, upsizematters.com for a free consultation and a procedure that can be done the same day as your consultation. So, yes, we will laugh. Yes, we will make fun. Yes, we will have fun with it. But ultimately, look, it's a real thing that's gonna that affects people. And if it helps somebody, just one or two people out there, good for you. That's why we're here. We'll take a break when we come back. UpsizeMatters.com. When we come back, playoff recaps. We got some highlights for you next, right here on Sacktown Sports.
Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
We're going to get to the reaction on some of the playoff games from last night. Finally, some road winners. As predicted on the show. Wink. Wink.
Wink.
Wink. I winked. I did the proverbial wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said we had some road winners, as predicted on the show yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
I was having a... I hadn't checked in with the countries yet.
Oh, yeah? We know you like your sports, but...
I like your sports.
What's going on over there?
Well, let's see. Pat gave me this story, and I was thanking him for that. Well, so Tom is old and doesn't hear well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
did you tell him to do the...
Yeah, he should do the ear thing.
I honestly... That's a great idea.
Are you even showing him the picture?
Oh, my God, I haven't.
I thought this was what you were doing down there.
Chris, can you go ask if, would you do me a favor? Would you just real quick ask Tom if he has like 20 seconds to come down here? If he doesn't, that's fine, but I'd like to do
this. You want to do it live on the air?
I 100% want to do it live on the air. Pat Still of the Pat Tom and Cody Show gave me this note. He knows I love, you guys know I love like random auction items and stuff like this. This isn't that random. The guitar that John Lennon played when he recorded the song Help has apparently spent the last 50 years in an attic.
Wow.
It was discovered and it is headed to auction. It was played by both Lennon and, oh, this, oh, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
I know you got something to do. Welcome in. We were just talking about it. Pat, Tom, and Cody, the award-winning show. I believe, really honestly, the three most powerful people in the cluster. That's my opinion.
He didn't say that before.
Certainly three most irreplaceable. Pat. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
So, Tom, look, we're going to get personal here for a second, but and you just stop me whenever you wish. So, I have had a hearing issue for the last 2 weeks, and I went and got some antibiotic drops yesterday because it got even worse when I took a plane ride over the weekend. I've throughout the years had, and I'm bringing this up to you because, you know,
I have hearing aids.
Okay, good. But I don't want to say that. That's why I paused. It's fine. Well, it's your business. Okay. You like basically can't hear, like for the most part. Like we have to repeat stuff to you. You know, you're very, very
old. Yeah, I have horrible hearing.
Very old.
Yeah.
So
it's because I was extreme when I was young and I would go to loud concerts and stand next to the PA.
Yeah. No, like legitimately, all your years of going to shows and
wearing headphones for 40 years doesn't help.
Most radio people.
You guys are going to go deaf too, 100%. Just so you know.
So I did all this
stuff. You won't, Jason, because you're perfect.
He kind of is. So I don't know if you've ever done this. I'm talking to you ear issue to ear issue. I want to show you this diagram that my doctor showed me of the inner ear, okay?
Is this about girth?
No. It's just basically a layout. Girth of the ear. So look at that.
Is that from your ear?
Yeah, and let me help.
Is that really from your ear?
And that's a close-up.
God, you look like a dude that would have a lot of earwax.
See that? That came out of my ear.
Yeah.
After, because I went and got an ear irrigator, the little bulb syringe. And okay. And I irrigated my ear. The audience loves this. And took me about 20 minutes to finally dislodge it, but I got it out. And I have like superhuman hearing. The reason I'm asking you, and I know the answer already, I'm sure, but I just wanted to ask you.
Like, I run a clean ear.
I was going to say, have you ever had them irrigated?
No.
Dude, how do you know?
I don't have waxy ears.
But you don't. Here's the thing. One of the things I learned going to the doctor with it, because I said, "Why do I have these?" He said that when you wear headphones, it creates a humid environment that produces can help. It's conducive to producing wax. You've worn headphones like your whole entire life.
Yeah, but your whole personality is like humid. So it just kind of makes sense.
I am a little. I'm a little sticky.
Human humidity.
I'm just saying, what if we're in a situation where you actually have, your hearing is fine, you just need to irrigate your ears?
My ear, because I've had it all checked out, and my ears are totally fine, but.
Okay. I will loan you my
You want irrigation. Him to use the same one?
I'll wash it.
I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
So you've irrigated them before?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said you hadn't.
I irrigate other things, too. Do you guys talk sports?
What's that?
It's all Kings are done. Take care, Tom.
We'll be down in a few minutes.
All right. Don't go dying on us.
God be with you, Jason.
You see, old people, while, you know, forgetful and occasionally annoying, can be useful.
Tom's only 35.
I see them hilarious. What if he pulled a Volkswagen of wax out of his ears? Like, guys, I don't need the hearing aids anymore. Anyways, this is just like a ribbon. John Lennon's guitar is going on sale, and it's an estimated price of currently of $600,000 to $800,000. But they say it might potentially surpass the $2.4 million price tag of John Lennon's Gibson when it sold in 2000. 15. It includes the guitar, the case, and a copy of the book The Beatles, photographs from the set of Help.
Okay, so you find this in your attic somehow.
Yeah.
Auction or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, or say, or hold on to it.
I don't know.
No, I'm taking the cash. Okay. I was actually reading something on the way home yesterday. You remember the Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
So I think it was a few months ago. If somebody for some reason found in their closet or wherever, I don't know why this would exist, but if you have an unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers from, I think it was from 87.
I think I got a couple.
That's like $2.4 million.
What?
Yep.
Cash grab.
And also for like, dude, even the one, the Mario 64 from the Nintendo 64, that one's like 1.1 million. If it's
cash grab.
So I was thinking, I'm like, God, how insane would it be if like, I'm just, you know, I've got boxes from my parents' house or something. Why can't I have like an unopened iPhone or any, that's millions of dollars.
Yeah.
For a video game. And it's, and I guess the next one they say is VHS tapes.
Hmm.
That there's already a market on to go with like ticket stubs and all that. I wish if there was just for some reason, if there was a market for like old video game systems and their cords that barely work
the
anymore.
Cords would be the best.
I would be so rich.
I've got one of those boxes that's at the house. It's like, what? I know that I used this somewhere at some point. What's this cord for?
Why don't we throw those out?
I don't know.
What is it about us? Is that a guy thing? Is that universal with women? I've never been a woman. I don't know. But is that a universal thing?
Oh, this has came up like a while ago.
With us?
I was discussing with other people of when you get a new iPhone or a new smartphone, do you throw the box away?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you do or
no? I don't.
I don't know why I save it. But you're right. Yeah, I have a stack. I think I throw it away after I get the next one. But for some reason, I keep the box.
Like you need to keep the box.
Right.
What do you do with the old phone?
Usually send it back as a trade.
Oh.
So,
but don't
you
have a few phones still or no?
Have a couple. Yeah, I think.
I'm like, wait,
randomly.
Do I put those back? Or is that information? You know, like,
yeah.
Then you get all weird.
Well, you
got to
clear
that.
It before you send it back. Well, then again, Jason doesn't use an iPhone.
It's cleaner without us even taking it back.
Yeah, exactly. You're one of those people.
Rotary?
You're the guy that shows up weird in our group text.
He's got a Pantech.
It's got a Nokia Flip.
He's killing it at Snake, though.
Oh, I love that game.
But I do have like two of those like giant plastic storage boxes, one in the garage and one in my office, that is just filled with every cable, plug, DC adapter, because someday it's going to come
in
handy.
That was your backpack the other day when you cleaned that out.
Yeah, it's like a little mini Best Buy. And I don't know. And honestly, it's kind of like T-shirts. Like, it would pain me. My wife has tried to throw this stuff out so many times. And it would physically pain me to throw it out. Like, no, we need, that's hoarding, right? Isn't that hoarding?
Probably in theory, but if you don't have a bunch of other stuff, do you feel like
I think hoarding is when you have a tough time getting around your house because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's what makes you a hoarder, but like, isn't that a form of, well, what is it when you hold on to this crap that you know you probably don't need deep down, but like you do not want to, again, don't you guys have T-shirts that you know you're never going to wear? I feel like you don't, Jason. You probably have a purge every year.
That's one I try to purge, is clothes, but I have other things that I have kept too long. I'm like, why do I have this?
Well, let's all think about it during the break.
Yes.
Are you a hoarder? And by the way, I do want to know, are there any ladies out there that, like, do you do this with wire? I'm sure everyone hoards, but with wires and stuff like that.
There's your station event.
Yes.
We bring in all of our stuff.
All of
it. That we don't want.
T-shirts and
garage sale. KHTK garage sale.
100,000 of those old iPad chargers that don't work anymore.
But then someone could go, I have Carmichael Dave's iPad charger.
I still have Jim Cosenworth's VCR.
You still do?
I do. Somewhere.
What are you doing with that?
It's in the garage in one of those boxes. That's a true story. Signed by him. Dry one at Madden. We'll take a break when we come back. Save
100,000 at auction.
Oh my God. You think, hey, okay, I know we got a break. If it came out like, if there was a news story like Jim Cosenworth had this rare VCR he didn't know about and he gave it away to Carmichael Dave when he was a caller who won it after beating Madden.
And
Dave just
signed.
Sold it at auction for $650,000 and it's signed, right? Does Coz call me at some point, say, and somehow beat around the bush to like, hey, can I get a piece?
100%.
That's the correct answer, Jason Ross.
He would go around it, or no, he would straight up say, hey.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, I'll let you keep half, but let's be honest. That's my VCR. How you doing?
Do you answer the phone?
If that story came out and I see Jim Cosmore pop up, that's going to V-mail, baby. And then I text him back, like, oh, sorry, I'm doing the thing.
I was cleaning up my ear.
Safer out next.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right, coming up next, we'll recap what the Malik Monk collection is up to. I still haven't figured out how we're going to present this.
But we have time to figure that part out.
I think I have a pretty good idea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just big dump truck. Pulls up
it's
to the
a monk truck.
A monk truck. Thank yeah. you. All right. Safe or out. We'll do that. And of course, Katie's going to join us at 9. Exit interviews, Kevin Herter, Davion Mitchell, and more. But Christopher Lott, safe or out.
Safe or out. The Camilo Duvall lights out entrance is pretty cool.
Yeah. I got in a little trouble on Twitter the other day because they showed a clip of it and I was like, this is dumb. But it was dumb because
I paid my taxes.
I didn't hear any music.
Yeah.
And then I guess there was music, but it was super low. And then yesterday, the gold standards are three, okay? Trevor Hoffman, Hell's Bells, Mariano Rivera, Enter Sandman, and in no particular order, by the way, and Charlie Sheen, Wild Thing, right? Those are the best entrances. And
I thought the one for the Mets guy was pretty good.
That's where I was going, is that, now, what's his face? He was hurt last year. Why am I blanking?
I don't have his name.
Closer for the Mets. Diaz. Thank you. If you haven't seen that with Timmy Trumpet and all that, it's electric. That's what they need to add in. That just the lights are. I love it. I love everything about it. I think baseball needs more of this stuff. But I need it's. You gotta have the right music in there.
But not while Duvall's warming up and the bullpen catcher can't see the pitch.
Susan Slusser, the journalist in the Bay Area, actually asked the bullpen catcher. He's like, "Yeah, I caught it." Which is props to Camilo for his control, but you know it's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and they flip the lights out while the pitch is in
just leaving his hand, right?
Dude, talk about dangerous as all heck. But I love it. I love it. But they need to. The song is very special. Yeah. Imagine Mariano Rivera coming out. How much worse is Mariano Rivera's career if he came out to Baby Shark? It's got to be the right song.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying, guys, but I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Number two, please.
And build on it, right?
Absolutely.
Safer out. Theo Epstein should be the next commissioner of baseball.
I read a couple of things on this in the past, and then there was another article that came my way yesterday that just really pumps me up for this. Of course, it's not going to happen. It's going to be Schmogerton, some attorney who's going to be the new – some inside the – Beltway dingle ding. Theo Epstein is not only incredibly intelligent, but built that Dodger, Red Sox system, Cubs system, built the Cubs, went on and had success with the Red Sox. And he's young, and I'm saying young in the terms of Rob Manfred. He's dynamic, he's creative, he's going to bring smart people in. If there was one thing I could do for baseball, it would be once Manfred finally leaves, make sure they hire a younger, by younger I mean, God, 40s, 50s, dynamic guy who's creative. I think Theo would be great.
And I think people that have been attached to the game are important instead of ivory tower office worker.
Yes.
You're like, okay, yeah, they can do some things and they're smart people, but you want people that have been connected to baseball. I think that's a huge win for the game.
Number three, please.
Safer out. There's a good argument that Ichiro is the greatest hitter of all time.
Now, people are going to hit me with Ted Williams, obviously Tony Gwynn, Wade Boggs. Sure. Yes, of course. All I'm trying to say is I feel like anytime you talk about greatest hitters of all time, it's Gwynn, it's Ted Williams, and then, you know, hey, Bonds, hey, this guy.
Pete Rose,
duh. Yeah, the home run kings. Yes,
we know that.
Yeah. I saw this thing yesterday. Maybe you've seen this before. In Ichiro's 10th at bat, he got his third hit.
Yeah.
The 10th at bat of his career, he got his third hit. He never fell below 300 again. 19 years. Never fell below 300. By the way, we forget about this. Ichiro won Rookie of the Year and MVP his first year. And the reason why I think he should be in every conversation is not just his numbers, not just everything he did. By the way, he was a great all-around player. He didn't start until he was 27.
Right.
In America. Mm.
Well, then you can't give him the All-Star MVP.
Huh?
I mean, the Rookie of the Year
MVP. Oh, because he was 27? Yeah. No, I get that. But, you know, like, Gwen came in at 22, 21. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Ichiro is certainly one of the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
Hitting. And I think there's a wonderful argument to put him in the all-time echelon. We'll never figure out who it is.
Yeah, I love those guys like that, like Gwen, like who could hit with power if need be, yeah. But they just always try to put the ball in play, and sometimes they would hit home runs, but just could hit the ball wherever they wanted.
Ridiculous.
And when you're getting people that just can't even hit, you know, make contact these days, yeah. They could just hit it wherever they wanted. That's an amazing skill.
By the way, he had a cannon, too.
Yes, he did.
That's not a upsize matters comment either. I mean, his arm was...
Oh.
We'll take a break when we come back. Hey, a lot of you have responded. I see Big Shep in the chat right now.
Yeah.
A lot of you have responded to the fun we're having with Malik Monk as we try to bribe him as fans to stay. We're going to give you an update on this list, and we'll do that next.